In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the Cubs take some time to go over the history of Cubs Out Loud, which piloted exactly 8 years ago today. From its humble beginnings with hosts Tim, Jeff, and JJ to the TNG generation and beyond, take a stroll down memory lane as COL 348 starts now.
Damon put some porn out there.
It's January 17, 2016. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody
dance now. Then I'm Gary.
Everybody dance now. Don't hurt nobody with your bare self.
Well, here comes out a lot of the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 348, and it's been 8 years, and I still don't get that intro right.
It's okay.
And we just had one of the most epic fuck-up openings.
It's one of those things where somebody mentions, hey, I got to be done by such and such a time, which happens to be in just over an hour from now. So I'm like, oh, okay, let's do it then. And I didn't ask if anybody was ready. I just started the show.
Let's just get this shit started. Yeah, nice. That's fine.
And then everybody starts talking about other things. And then they start hearing the theme music. Which, by the way, part of that was actually recorded.
Yeah, I know.
The theme music.
I'm very sure it was recorded.
I'm sure. That's why I was dying over here.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the show. Uh-huh. Let's get right into it. Mythic Archie is...
What the hell is Mythic Archie?
I don't know. Mythic is the highest difficulty of raiding in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
Archie is short for Archimonde, which is the final boss of the current expansion.
Mm.
And that's where we're at.
Oh.
We've hit Mythic Archie.
And
so you know what I was doing all the time while we've been working on Mythic Archie? Playing Pokemon. Because I'm sitting.
Yeah. I was sitting there going, I thought Mythic Archie was like a new Archie comic with like set in like the World of Warcraft area, maybe. But anyway. Like Archie's like the fighter and Jughead's the lazy bard, and anyway, never mind.
Burnwick is the priest.
Yeah. Oh, good God. Betty's the cleric. Betty would probably be the cleric.
We got a priest and a cleric.
Oh, wait. No. Betty. No. Veronica would probably be a sorcerer.
Veronica would be a sorcerer and Betty would be the cleric / priest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I would think. And Reggie would be a dick. And anyway. All right.
Don't worry. Damn it.
I don't know. Oh. Yeah. Well, okay. So get a little serious. Just I've had some, especially on my Facebook, I've had a lot of friends dealing with loss. A couple of friends have lost family members. A couple of other friends have lost property. Two friends of mine, one in Columbus and one in Florida, have had their homes broken into and stuff stolen. And it's just kind of like all this stuff happening. And I'm like, oh, this kind of sucks. So, you know, always counter blessings and, you know, say I love you to those you love and all that stuff. So that's just personally how I've been feeling. I'm kind of like, it's been very terrible, especially to people who have been losing, you know, property. Because I can't imagine having to deal with the invasion of privacy, the loss of security if someone were to invade your home. And, you know, I bought a security system not too long after buying the house randomly. And I think now, you know, I'm glad I have it. So, and the people who have lost loved ones, a couple of people have lost, like, parents. Mm. And that scares the shit out of me more than anything else. So I've been kind of thinking about that and going through that. And yeah, it just it's been making me think a lot. So I apologize to some people if I've been in a weird mood, like outside of things, because it's just been hitting me a little harder than I thought it would be. So yeah. Gary?
It's understandable.
Winter is here, I think. So it took till January, but the snow's arrived.
Yeah.
And sticking around.
Yeah. I took a picture today.
Yeah. Thanks so much, El Nino. So no offense. I was getting real used to this mild winter, like minimal snow shit.
I like that. And I mean, even now, like I'm realizing I'm probably going to need to get salt for the sidewalk and the walkway into my house, because I walked out to take the picture and I was like, oh, this is ice-y. That would kind of suck if someone were to walk on this and fall. Yeah. But I've never had to deal with that until now. Normally I've lived in places where someone else does that. Or actually, someone else doesn't do that. And they're like, fuck it. You know, yeah, I had my former landlord did not ice the walkway or salt the walkways into the house because he didn't. It's one of these weird, I think, I don't even know if it's a local thing or not, but like apparently if you salt it and something does happen, it's still technically your fault.
You're liable because it's your property or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, well, that. And so he chose not to do it, where then it then falls on the person because they should be aware that it, you know, clearly is not safe. But whatever. Anyway. Fuck that.
Yeah. I just realized you reminded me that something I forgot to buy when I was out shopping last night was ice for the walkways.
I should probably tell Jim to buy that if he's. Maybe not. Anyway. Yeah. Salt.
Well, last year we got so much snow that the whole city sold out. You couldn't.
Yeah.
At a certain point, you just couldn't buy any anywhere. So when it was warm, I kept thinking to myself, I should really buy some because it's going to snow eventually. And guess what? Now the snow is here and I completely didn't do that.
Oh, boo.
It happens. I got to work on that.
Yeah, but I agree with you, Gary, that it's been a weird winter, and the fact that it's now January, 10th for me anyway, January 9th, January 10th, it's now snowing. Officially, there's been snow. I think we got snow like a while back, but it was like a spit.
I woke up this morning and it was 35 degrees. It was so cold.
We're just going to let that one pass.
Crickets.
Yeah. We'll
you're damn right you're getting crickets. If you expect the two of us to have any sympathy for you, it ain't happening. Mm-mm. Nope.
It was so cold. Wah.
Plus sides to being in Texas, I suppose. Also, I haven't seen snow at all this year. Again.
Oh, I should feel bad for you, but I don't.
All right. You know what? Damon and I can take pictures and we can send them to you.
Yeah.
It's not the same as the real thing. Plus, yeah. It's that I have a day off because everybody just panics and nobody can drive. So everybody just closes down because there's a little ice on the street or a little snow. It's hilarious, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's today. And 8 years ago today was released the pilot episode of Cubs Out Loud. Not episode one. No. The pilot episode called Testing 1, 2, 3. I could actually Let's see. Hold on.
Huh.
I do a little bit of audio thing here.
Uh-oh.
I might be able to actually play a little bit of it. Or not. No, I can't. Anyway, so Tim, JJ, for all intents and purposes, the show all started on a website called Bruiser, which is now defunct. But I was, well, no, that was our origin. Never mind. I don't remember exactly where we ended up doing it. It was probably just out and about going to see Nikia shows. And I was like, hey, guys, hey, I want to do a podcast. Does anybody want to do a podcast? And at the time, JJ, I'm not going to necessarily call him a friend, just more of an acquaintance, said he would do one. And a friend of mine I knew through Carl, Tim, said, sure, I'll do one. And we all hopped on Skype and I figured out the works and ended up creating Cubs Out Loud. And we did our very first episode. So, testing 1, 2, 3 at that. So you can listen to that on our website. Just search for like COL Pilot. Actually, we'll have a link in the show notes, I believe. Yeah. To it. So you can see how bad it was. Just how bad. We talked about the 2007's Best of Bears from the Complete Bear, which the website's now defunct, so don't even try to go there or something like that. We had our first Bad Bear profiles.
Oh, God.
And we had our picks of... Tim was talking about the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. I talked about Jelliskins.
Okay, wait. What?
Which I don't think the link that I have for Jelliskins actually works anymore.
Do you remember what they are?
They were like skins for... I think they were just cases. Phone cases.
Open link in new tab. See if it works. Does it work? And it does not. It goes to a newvango.com, which I... Oh, okay. We're just going to close that. I don't know what the fuck that is. Anyway.
JJ... Well, which I have listed as John for the links, was talking about the 20-inch iMac, which, of course, is no longer around, so it just links you to the regular iMac page of the current iMacs. Also, he talks about American Idol.
Ah, he was a fan, apparently.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Yeah. Which is kind of funny, considering that American Idol has just started its final season this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Cute.
And I recommended Nikia. Nikia and his Southern Cousins, as he was at. Although the Southern Cousins part has kind of disappeared. But he was a friend of mine. I've had fun with him. Not necessarily clothed.
Stop it.
Wait. Hold up.
We've been over this.
No, we have not.
Yes, we have.
Oh, wait. Okay, no. Listen, two of you. Some of us have not been around as long as others.
No, we've had this
for all 8 years.
I think we've talked about me being a star fucker.
Hold the fuck. Hold on. Let's.
I don't recall you saying who.
Anyway.
Anyway,
so he's had fun with Nikia. That's
who is also the runner up for the first season of The Voice.
Yeah, The Voice. He is a
wow
star fucker. I'm just sit over here and sip my soda.
Mm-hmm. As he doesn't necessarily have tea available. So. That was our very first episode. Moving into the actual first episode. Getting to more, we talk about we had some testicle difficulties during the show. We also had the first appearance of the previously on Cubs Out Loud part. Which is one of my favorite parts was one of my favorite parts of the first generation was this track where I basically took the previous episode and just listened to it and just find some of these random bits from it, which kind of some of them when taken out of context mean just sound funny. So we talked about some reviews that we got from some cool people such as Denard. Bear Park podcast. James from Bear Zero and John from the DADT podcast. A couple others. Cool. I think we actually had some music from Nikia. I don't remember what exactly happened. And more picks. So it was me, JJ, and Tim for a long time. And then we brought in an older bear, he just pretty much went by Griff. And he hung around for a while and actually was more on the show. JJ left. And then eventually it just kind of fell out where we kind of just got, I got to go and stuff like that. So the show ended temporarily at like, what was it, like 2, is that 2 or 1? 1:55?
Yeah, it sounds like it was 1:50 something, because I remember joining the show and we were still in the 100s, I believe.
Yeah, we had the TNG episodes, we call them. Because it was like, hey, we want to make sure that everything's going to go well and everything's fine. So we had the COL TNG, Next Generation, kind of like a series of pilot episodes of the return.
I think we did 5, right?
Six.
Oh.
And that's where, that was where I announced on Bruiser, hey, anybody want to do a podcast? And I got Damon and, what was that other guy's name? I forgot. Ben.
Ben.
That's it.
Wow. I'm so glad he does not listen to the show anymore.
How do you know?
He has said he doesn't. If he does, I'm sure we would have heard something by now. Because he was not one to shy away from conflict.
Mm.
The third episode was actually just a brief, I don't know how brief it was, but it was a show where we talked with Robert.
Yeah. It was his like interview.
It was his audition essentially.
Yeah.
And it was like 44 minutes and 44 seconds long. And I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then we got together and the craziest. And we started going crazy from there.
So when did TNG begin? Because that'll give the how long I've been on the show.
TNG was March 4th, 2012. So we're coming up on 4 years for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we lost Robert, gain Eric, gain Gary.
No.
What? No, what? Wait. Okay.
Wait, did Robert leave and come back?
Yes.
Because Robert was on when I joined.
Yes. Robert left for a while. And then did we gain Eric then? Or did we?
Well,
yeah. Eric, go ahead. Yeah.
We got Eric through Ben, I think.
Okay.
And then Robert came on.
Came back? Yeah.
Because he was part of TNG back in March 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I didn't know that he left between then and when I came on.
I feel like he did.
I don't think he did.
Are you sure?
I don't think he'd let me call after Gary came on. See, I mean, you could tell we definitely prepared for this episode.
I feel like he did. Okay, since he doesn't listen to the show, Robert left because Ben was being an ass, and he got tired of it, and then he left, and then he came back, and he left again because everything that was going on with him, with his family, and life, and all that stuff. But I thought I was pretty sure he's left twice, but only because the first time was because of Ben. And then the second time was because of, you know, his actual personal stuff. But that's just, doesn't matter. No big whoop. Once or twice, doesn't matter. We got Eric, we got Gary, and then Eric and Robert had to leave because of personal stuff going on with their lives. And since then, it's been us. Like,
for 2 years, I think.
Yeah, something like that. A year or so.
Yeah, because I came on January 20th of 2013. You guys did the Drenchmer interview with me.
Mm-hmm.
And asked me to come on to the show starting the next episode after that, which is January 27th. And then... I don't know when. It just ended up being the three of us.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know Eric and Robert left about the same time. No, Robert left first, and then Eric left soon after. And then it was just us three. So yeah, it's been good. I mean, I'm happy to do this. I love doing it pretty much every week, and I was thinking about as in preparation for the show, quote unquote preparation. you know, I find it very interesting that, you know, we've been going at it for a while, and we've had a lot of interesting guests. And I think the show has definitely gone in a new direction. Not saying that it was in a weird place when I started, but it's kind of solidified in a sense.
Well, I think we've established some patterns,
mm-hmm,
with the sub-series and stuff. So, yeah, because it's funny because I'm looking back and I'm like, yeah, in 2013, we... started the very first On the Road show. Then December, an indie. Interviewed Gabe, Chess, and Rock Hub Live. So that would have been an indie. And then that was it was also when we did Eat, Keep, Toss, which turned in later into This, That, or Other.
And definitely not the same as Eat, Keep, Toss.
No.
Yeah, well, Eat, Keep, Toss was based on Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Right.
So it all just kind of kept modifying.
Hmm.
And then, yeah, because we did Fuck, Marry, Kill for our 6th anniversary 2 years ago.
Ah.
And then that's when we did more interview type shows. We interviewed Ian and Phil. And that's when we started Let's Talk About Sex shows. And that was in 2014. And then we started Let's Talk About Kinks.
Yeah, we officially started Let's Talk About Kinks. We had a couple of panel shows with, like, Miss Tammy and Alan and Chess. Because I know we did that when Ben was still there. Because there was that whole breast thing.
So I find it interesting how the show has transitioned over the 8 years and all the things that have come out of it. I already knew a bunch of people, but I've gotten to know more people. I've gotten to talk to people. You know, we've had them on the show. We've interviewed. We've discussed topics and ideas and different stuff. And so I'm also very much in a reflective kind of thing because Nard and Ray are stopping Bear Podcast this month.
Yeah.
Well, maybe February. It's hard to say because as of the end of last year, I think they had 5 episodes to go. They're stopping at 600 exactly. Is that what it is?
We're over halfway there.
It's really sad of me to like not know that off the top of my head because I'm conflicted about it. I'm a little – yeah, it's 600 because they're at 596 as of when we're recording. So, I don't know what the whole thing is. I say it that way because I don't know what is happening. Mm-hmm. They kind of say that they want to take a break and some other stuff. I don't know. I think I'm not saying that they're hiding anything. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to them. And I don't know if when I talk to them, I can get them to open up and, you know, off, you know, air or whatever, talk about what's going on and stuff. I mean, and to be fair, and they've been going, I think 10 years, maybe longer.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in that amount of time, they've been in and out of relationships. Nard got married. And, you know, his husband is still over in New Orleans, but, you know, Nard is in Houston area. So they've had different things happen over the years. So I don't know. I guess it's change and it's hard for everybody. I mean, in the years that, you know, COL's been around, B-Talk out of Minneapolis was going and then they ended. And 619 Bearcast mm-hmm. out of San Diego was going and then they ended. And I'm trying to think who else I remember that I listened to has done some stuff. And actually recently, because they gave a shout out to us on a show, someone had called in or wrote to them about, you know, the fact that they were ending and did, you know, about there not being many podcasts or whatever. And I think I mentioned that, but Nard surprised me because there's the Movie Bears podcast, which I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. Under Bears, which David, who was a guest on Bear Podcast, started. His is on Vimeo only right now, which, hey, David, if you happen to listen to our show, I would appreciate it if you'd go back to your RSS feed stuff because I don't really pay attention to Vimeo. So it's hard for me to remember and go see your show because it's video only. Just like Men of the Den, I try to keep up with them, but they're doing a once daily thing. 7 days a week or whatever is just crazy to me to keep up on. And it's interesting because actually two main podcasts I listen to a lot are also changing. Nerdist with Chris Hardwick, Jonah Hill, and I forgot the third guy's name. That's awful.
Aww. It's okay.
No, it's not because it's Matt Myra, thank God for Google. The three of them were doing three a week, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like clockwork. Now, granted, it wasn't always all three of them. Chris is the main host, so it's kind of like Jeff being the producer was always there. And they made the decision after 5 years of doing three shows a week. They're dropping down to one a week. And I was like, it was funny because my friend Heather listens to and she's like, oh, thank God, because it's hard to keep up to listen to them. And Aisha Tyler's Girl on Guy, she's going to one a month instead of one a week because she's so busy with stuff. So I think it's hard when you make connections with people or you get used to listening to them and then they kind of disappear. And that's where I freak a little bit. We've talked about, you know, if we don't have a topic or something to discuss, about just taking a week off. And I guess I'm just more pragmatic about, like, you know, if we can get an episode every single week all year long, then we, you know, to me, it's kind of like staying on target. Like we put out 52 a year. Now, we already talked in our recap show about last year that we actually put out, what, 54 last year. So we actually put out some, we're kind of ahead. But so, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to me to see where stuff is. I have no idea what's to come. I mean, my thing for you, Jeff, is did you have any ideas when you started about the future of what the show would be?
No clue at all. when I started this, it was more of I wanted to, it was kind of like, it did start after I had no one in the house with me any longer besides two dogs. So in some sense, I was kind of bored and I was already listening to podcasts already. I'm like, hey, I would love to do a podcast. Let's do a podcast. And I had no idea what I was going to do and tried to do it. I mean, this is kind of things that I'm interested in, like audio, working with audio, recording a show, that sort of thing was something I was interested in. So I just wanted to put something together, ask a few friends what they want to do. And I'm like, okay, here's how we're going to do it. And even though we were pretty much in the same town, since I didn't really have a full-fledged recording setup, I couldn't have like three people with three mics right in the same place and record the show. We ended up just doing it by Skype like we do right now. Mm-hmm. And just the thing was just about pretty much just bullshitting with friends. And things happened. Real life got in the way. Ended. Checked in with a few other people later on. Got this crew. Got where we are today. Yeah. And especially with bringing Gary on with so much organizational skills and OCD.
Oh,
that ended up basically, organizing something that was in the beginning pure chaos for all intents and purposes. You know, I could get the hosting. I had the hosting. I could do all this technical stuff on the front end or on the back end to get the show recorded and uploaded and sound at least decent. But then I didn't really have any, and I came up with a general structure. Like an idea, like the whole idea of picks at the end of the show, which we've turned into links, and then all of a sudden Tumblr came around, and it's been in this evolution, and now it's like, oh my God, I got the right people for the job, and just with you two guys have just enhanced the podcast so much, and since I'm not really the best of interviewers. You'll hear plenty of shows where I'm just sitting back, relaxing, listening in. And because I've got these two knuckleheads who are taking care of the questions and everything, which are much better than anything that I can do. So,
yeah.
I think it's interesting where your life goes and what you do. I'm struggling to remember how I learned about podcasts. I want to say some of it comes from my friend William, our friend William Damon.
Yeah,
He had a podcast called The Inappropriate Couch, which I still loved that title. And the concept of the show was literally just like – it's kind of like a talk show, literally. Like get a bunch of people together, sit on a couch and bullshit and talk about everything and anything. And it was so organic and crazy. And everybody got nicknames. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun. And I don't know if his was the very first podcast I learned of, but I kind of learned about B-Talk and then eventually 619 and some other shows. And in the background, I was always kind of like, oh, I think it'd be kind of cool to be on a podcast. And, you know, and I'm sure there's maybe some of our listeners kind of feel the same way. Here's what I want to give to them as advice. If you think you want to be on a show or you want to start your own show, you just kind of have to go for it. You're not going to know unless you try. And I need to eat my own medicine as I'm doling it out because there are things in my life I haven't done that I've thought about. But I think you figure things out. And being on the show has taught me so much about, you know, what you need to do and what you have to do. And, you know, we don't have the biggest audience in the world. And I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like even though we don't necessarily get tons of feedback, like we don't have comments on every single show, we don't have, you know, calls or emails or, you know what I mean? Like we're not getting stuff coming in all the time. I'm figuring out that we do have people that listen to us on a regular basis. They just maybe don't tell us.
Yeah.
And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. It's funny because I listen to other shows. Like Aisha does a great thing once a year called the Awesome Listener Show. And so once a year, she does one show and it's dedicated to nothing but questions that get asked throughout the whole year. She just saves them for one show. And there's a lot of like, you know, compliments that are in it, but also, you know, different things about, you know, why she does what she does and how she sometimes records the show and different things. And I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. I wonder if we should do that. And then I was like, yeah, but we never hear it from anybody. So again,
to all of our listeners, that's okay. We would really like to hear from you.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're fine.
So, and the other thing I keep thinking about is with Nard and Ray leaving with Bear Podcast. I don't know if a show has to pick up the torch, so to speak, and become like another pillar of the community to help represent it. But I thought they did a decent job, a really good job of interviews and covering different subject matter and everything from pop culture to nerd stuff to the Bear community and gay issues. And I mean, they covered a wide breadth of things. And the fact that they're not going to be doing that, I'm kind of like, well, where do people go? Do they care? Is it important? I mean, you brought up like the very first episode with the pilot. You were looking at the 2007 Best of Bears. That's gone by the wayside. There are so many websites and things within the community that have kind of come and gone, you know, from social platforms to, you know, hookup sites and different things. It's kind of like, how important is it and what purpose does it serve? And I guess for the three of us, we're good with doing this and enjoying it. And until that changes, we'll kind of keep chugging away at it.
I agree. Like I didn't know much about podcasting. I didn't really have an inkling. I knew about Inappropriate Couch. I knew William's show. I had never really been on it or really listened to it. But, you know, I kind of got the idea of it. And I liked the idea of basically sitting and talking with people and potentially, you know, someone else listening in kind of thing. It's sort of a weird exhibition-y voyeur kind of thing. You know, it's like, oh, you get to listen to me bullshit about, you know, maybe not necessarily bullshit, but have some knowledge on some things that matter to me or maybe don't matter to me, but I want to talk about, you know. And that's kind of cool to me. I like that idea. And that's sort of one of the main reasons why I keep doing this is I love talking generally. And I also love just, you know, if someone, you know, happens to be listening and enjoying what we're doing. And I love hearing that people have listened. The random guy a few weeks ago that I happened to, who happened to message me on Growler about the fact that he listens to the show. And it's like, that was kind of amazing to me because I was like, oh, you know, it's good to know that someone's listening. And it kind of confirms, you know, what I knew, which is that, you know, people are paying attention. And maybe, like you said, maybe we're not getting the hugest audience, but we are getting some audience. And they seem to like what we're doing. So let's keep doing it.
And we know that people are listening besides numbers. We also know that Chester listens to the show, a.k.a. Shredder.
Yeah.
We also know that RJ listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Charles.
Yeah.
Twitter listens to show. We definitely know he does because whenever he's listening to it, he tweets about it, which is kind of cool. And he has a neat little comment to go along with it.
So
that's really nice. So we know that people are listening, and it's just not – they don't necessarily have feedback all the time for it, or they don't have any questions for us or anything. No, and as I said, we got the CL talk line. We got all these things where you can contact us to let us know what you think, if you want to let us know what you think about the show, and maybe it's not even something that you definitely want that you even want to have read to on the show. Maybe it's just you want to give us feedback. We appreciate your feedback about the show. And if you don't want us to write it, just say, hey, I don't want you to read this on the show, and we won't read it. We'll read it for ourselves and listen to the feedback about how you like the show. But we want to hear what you think about the show or any comments about any topic whatsoever. It's Cubs Out Loud, and it's not just about the three Cubs. It's about all the Cubs in the world and bears and otters and puppies and wolves and all the animal kingdom of the gay culture. So we want to hear your feedback. So we're not just, it's not just us. We're just the platform. So.
Yeah.
But if you just want to listen in and enjoy the show, we're glad you're listening.
Mm. Yay. Yay.
Happy 8 years.
Happy 8 years.
So here's hoping for many, many more.
Yes. 348 motherfucking episodes.
Yeah. You know what?
Wow.
My goal right now.
Uh-oh.
And it doesn't, if it doesn't be necessarily get obtained or anything, that's fine. It's not going to hurt. But what I would love to do is beat Bear Cup Podcast, get over 600 episodes. I'll end at 601. No.
No, if it's not a competition.
If we hit 601, we're probably still rolling. So,
yeah.
And not saying we have to. If something should happen that we end before then, I'll probably be a little bit sad.
But, well, we still have to get to 400, and that's not till next year.
Technically, yes.
If we keep it one a week, we're not even getting to 400 till next year. So that's going to be a while.
And who knows? Maybe we'll have some more special episodes to throw in there. And also, think about this: you could count in our DR episodes.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a side thing,
but
you know, we've had. You know, several, and 348 is just a number because we didn't count the. Did we count the pilots or not the pilots, but the betas? Yeah, the betas for TNG. Did we count the?
We didn't count the special episodes.
Yeah, we didn't count. You know, there's. We've had a few. We've had several episodes, which is fine, and you know, maybe I wouldn't say we're already at 400, but I know we're further up than 348.
I would say we're probably close to 350 something, 360.
Well, let's take a look here because Gary has been diligent and has created this document. So let's see. In the year 2008, there was a total of 49 episodes.
Oh, where's my cat? Where's my calculator?
In 2009, there were a total of 48.
Okay.
2010 had 50.
Okay.
2011 had 1, 2, 3, or had only 9. That was where
things transitioned.
Season one ended. Then we had our seasonal break, and TNG started in 2012, and that year we ended up with 44 episodes. Hold on a second. Yeah. 2013. We had. Wow. 2013, we had 55.
Ah.
2014. We had 53 because we had a special episode that year. 53. Last year we had 54, we said.
And that's not counting the RPDRs. So with that, we are at 362.
And we've had... before this episode, we've had two more. So 364. So we have practically a year's worth of episodes. not counting DRs. Or counting COL movies.
Yeah.
Which was going on for a year or two. I think we did that with me, Ray Medrano, and Steve Crudup, which was super fun to do. Unfortunately, I can't afford to watch the movie in the theater, watch a movie in Netflix or something, and also
I remember, I think we even did a crossover.
Yeah, I think we did.
Episode with CO Movies.
Possibly. Yeah. Was that on Cubs Out Loud, or was that on SeaWorld Movies? Do you remember?
I think it was on COL. It was either COL or COL. Was it COL Movies? It might have gone on COL Movies, but I can't remember.
Let me see if I can...
I think it was COL Movies because we ended up doing it a la COL Movies.
I can't find it.
Hmm.
Easily, at least.
Hmm.
That lasted from April 2010 to June of 2013. So actually it lasted a few years.
Hmm.
Or at least posts were posted during that time.
Yeah, yeah. So there we go.
Yeah.
Cool. Very nice.
So that is a brief retrospective when it comes out loud. So take a look back at those. Tell us what you think of some of those. Tell us how terrible some of those are. By the way, some of them have been lost to obscurity. I don't know what happened to the actual files. So you may not be able to listen to every single Cubs Out Loud podcast, but that would be a challenge for somebody to do, is to go through and just go from the beginning and listen to everything. I know the first few episodes I was able to cover from the whole debacle with Pacho / Mivio, but everything should be all fine and dandy right there in CubsOutLoud.com. We at least have the posts about the shows if we don't have the necessarily the audio shows. I think that's mostly for the previous generation than it was for the next generation. So just to let you know that. And to, hey, check it out. Tell me how terrible. Do you miss the whole previously on Cubs Out Loud stuff? I'm not going to do that again. I'm sorry. But it would be nice to hear about that. And with that, let's actually go into this. Absolute Voyeur. Absolute Voyeur. Absolute Voyeur. Absolute. I don't know why, but the Tumblr theme just played, but for some reason we couldn't hear it.
Huh. Oh, well. Maybe it'll show in post.
But you know what? It played. I know it.
Cool.
So it's there. Anyways, so let's go right into the Tumblrs, and I'm going to say thick thighs. It says thick tights, but it's actually supposed to be thick thighs. Can I add this? Thick thighs.
I was going to say thick tights. That's...
Oh, I can edit it. There we go.
They are so tight, they're nude. You can't even see right? them.
Yeah.
Thick thighs.
Huh. Well.
Save. There we go. I edited the post. So thick thighs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. He's kind of thick in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm really enjoying the view.
You've got a cute little butt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cute butt and thick thighs and thick calves and thick back and thick shoulders and thick beard, it looks like. And
yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice view. Oh, and the beach is nice too.
I just want him to call me Moses so I can part the ass cheeks.
Son of a bitch. And reblog.
Not saying.
Part the sea. Shut the fuck up. That's cute. That's cute.
I corrected the spelling too, so. Huh.
Whoa, what is this business?
Hmm? Me? Mine or?
Oh, yes, yours.
Yeah, okay.
Hey!
Yeah, this is, I call this one Working It Out. And it's our friend, Burberly Crusher. I never can say his name right.
Burberly.
Yeah, Burberly Crusher. And it is his, as it says on the, you know, his off day workouts, push-ups, bicycle crunches, and planks. And he is wearing a jockstrap, and that's it. So I figured, why not? It's a good view, and yeah, it's a very nice view, and it's just a little fun gift. So I like the last one just because that's him.
I like how he says, also featuring a Fiery Biscuits paw wave.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, Burberly Crusher, because that was, yeah, it was very, very cute. Type that and type fiery, because I didn't see that part about the wave, the paw wave, which is cute. All right.
Gary.
So.
Oh, I like this picture.
Yeah. I like this picture a lot, too. It's from our friend Chester Shutter. He took a picture while he was over. He's still over in the UK. And it's just a really great artistic black and white. And it's called Pup Got Lust Under the Wharf. And so he's underneath a dock of some sort.
Yeah, I remember he posted this on his Google, and I think Facebook, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a fun picture. I really like the picture too. Aesthetically pleasing, is that the word I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm. Maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the types of pictures that I could see getting printed and framed and putting up, kind of thing. So
yeah.
Because in my bathroom, I have black and whites. I have two that are part of a three-part series that is still to this day. I kick myself in the ass for not buying the third one. But I just didn't like the way it looked, so I didn't get it. Now it bugs me that I have a two out of three. But anyways. and then I have another one that's of something different. But I really like sometimes a captured moment where, you know, when it's black and white, you're just kind of focusing on different things as opposed to being color saturated or whatever. So, yeah. And he's been doing photography for quite some time. He reminds me of Devin in Chicago, and some other folks that are into taking pictures and posting them and Carlos. I mean, there's a series of them that we know, or I know, we know, whatever, that they do really well with their stuff. And I know that when he gets back to the States, he's posted that he's kind of thinking about or trying to determine what he wants to do. And he has some ideas, and I'm really supportive of it. And I hope that, you know, he pursues and continues on. I mean, part of what he's doing, his education in London, you know, over in Britain right now, is about art and photography and different stuff like that. So I just want to give him a shout out because I think he does good stuff. I just, this one in particular really kind of spoke to me. So
yeah, that's a good one.
There's an episode topic. Photographers in the bear community.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
Mm. There we go. Coming up. And let's move in right into our links. So last week I was talking about how I'm playing Pokemon. If you listen to the post show, I found an emulator called Kai GB, which is a Game Boy emulator. Which you can run on your computer, and as long as you can get the ROMs for it, you can play Game Boy games using your computer. And that's what I've been doing with Pokemon right now.
Huh. Sweet. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
More Pokemon. Pokemon.
And obviously, it doesn't have to be just Pokemon. It can be other Game Boy games, but as well. But it actually ends up being kind of a nice emulator. I kind of like it. So
cool
little thing, and it's working just how the Play R thing that I found originally, which is apparently has slight issues.
Yeah.
Pretty much how that works. So I'm good with it.
Sweet.
Also, because I've been, like, for some strange reason, obsessed with Pokemon. Netflix actually has Pokemon Indigo League, which is basically the first two seasons of the Pokemon TV show.
Huh.
And I've been watching that. I'm currently on episode 40.
Cool.
Don't link that. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, cool. I just noticed that Power Rangers Dino Charge is now on Netflix. Watch them properly.
Sweet.
Instead of trying to find weird, obscure ways to watch the whole thing. I will watch that. And then I will also do my whole thing where I actually watch Kyuriger, which is kind of what the show's based on, which is so much better than the TV show.
Well,
but that's beside the point. Anyways, that's a side note. I just noticed that. I was looking at the Pokemon Indigo League thing.
You might also like this.
Yeah, it's under TV shows. It has Clone Wars, Deep Space Nine, Ultimate Spider-Man, Angry Birds Toons. I forgot they make a cartoon. So, okay. Anyways, but that's beside the point. Anyways. Damon, what do you got?
So, people should probably know I'm a big fan of the group Pentatonix, the a cappella group they wanted to sing off years ago, and they've now kind of blossomed into their own singing or group, putting out their own music now. So, kind of cool. But this guy, Mark Silverberg, aka Docacapella, did a very parody version of their song called I'll Never Be in Pentatonix. And I just thought it was really funny, and it's very cute. He takes some of the songs that they've done and kind of puts the words, you know, why he's, you know, not going to be a member of the group and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, thought I would share it with you guys.
Neato.
Yeah. Pentatonix is, I've been a fan of theirs for quite a while, and they still do YouTube videos, and they still are out there, and the two of the guys that are in a member of the group are Superfruit, and they still do their, you know, weekly almost video series as well. So, yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
It's funny. It's cute. Yeah.
I look forward to checking it out.
Mm-hmm. Gary?
For those of you that have Netflix, this is meant for you. Or maybe it'll entice you to consider getting Netflix. And for those of you that don't give a shit or are already tired of this show series subject matter, I apologize in advance. There is a show that is, I think, taking over people's brains.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's called Making a Murderer. It's a documentary style 13 episode series that was made over 10 years. And it actually encompasses over 30 years of the life of a man and his family and the justice system. I'm not going to really get into it a whole lot. If you're interested, there's more than enough articles, and there's like change.org petitions and all sorts of stuff. It has to do with the fact that the way this show was put together, it seems that the justice system is questionable, as well as law enforcement and how individuals are represented in court cases and that type of stuff, with wrongful convictions and other stuff. So I found it absolutely enthralling and highly stimulating to like watch and speculate and think about. And a lot of people are kind of in an uproar about what they see and what gets shown, and the lawyers that are in it have opinions that they've posted. And of course, you know, one side disagrees with what the documentary shows and left things out and blah, 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 blah. It's really, really interesting. And the most disturbing thing by far, I think the reason why it's like taken by storm in so many people's heads, is you really question your belief system about what we have out there for the concept of justice.
Oh.
And I actually did reach out to Chess because those that are aware, Foxbear, a.k.a. Chess, is a lawyer. He's a public defender. And I said to him, I said, are you aware of the show? And he said, I am aware of it. I said, I get a feeling maybe you've decided not to watch it. He goes, absolutely. He says, I don't bring my work home. Which watching the show wouldn't be bringing it home, but I could see how it would drive him like to punch a wall. Like there's some crazy kind of things and you're just like, whoa. But it really profoundly like made me think about what he does and for his job and how, you know, you do the best you can with what you have and, you know, it just really kind of made me think about that whole system. Everybody who works in it, you know, from lawyers to, you know, public defenders and judges and, you know, bailiffs and, you know, police and law enforcement, all that kind of stuff. So it's very, very interesting. But it's the type of stuff that really kind of, I don't know, that I enjoy. But that's just me. So if you're interested in that kind of thing and you haven't watched it yet, I would consider watching it. There's a lot of folks who have done podcasts and shows and posted theories. And it's kind of like Star Wars. People are trying to not spoil it for others about what the outcome is at the very end of the whole series. Mm. So if you're interested in it, I would suggest checking it out and getting it and watching it. And if you're not, then you just kind of, I guess, ignore it.
But you like it, so you'd still recommend it.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm kind of hoping, wow, have another drink, Harry, hoping that there will be a follow-up show or it's funny because what actually happened on a review is they said, well, if there are people that are that upset about how it was portrayed, then maybe they should make their own damn documentary miniseries showing the other side, which I thought was funny. Yeah. Because I was like, oh, well, then you go right ahead and do that. And I might watch that one too. So,
yeah.
But that being said, that's my pick.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Awesome. And guess what, folks? That's the end of the show. So quickly, you can find us on our website, comesoutloud.com, or you can find all of our shows, or most of them at least. You can shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Shoot us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. It's 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. You follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/comesoutloud, Tumblr, comesoutloud.tumblr.com, Twitter, twitter.com/comesoutloud, Google Plus at google.com/plus comesoutloud. Join us on the Bear Underground in the Cubs Out Loud Entourage group and say hello. Bear Underground, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud. Pop over to iTunes, rate us, give 5-star, 4-star, whatever. Give us a review. We'd love to also see those. Also, you can follow us on Stitcher Radio. Give us a thumbs up over there. You can find me anywhere on the internet as BoxNet, BoxBuckby, BoxCub, Box, something or other.
I am TheaterCub79 on Bear411, Bear Underground, Tumblr, and I am Pup Umbra on Twitter.
I'm known as GareBear73, pretty much anywhere you want to find me. If you want the naughty stuff on Tumblr, go for GareBear73XXX.
And with that, take it out, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, y'all.
So somebody can get a crocheted bear jock strap?
Isn't that crazy?
I kind of want one.
Did you see the price?
I know, right?
I'm like, hell no. Not, I mean, I'm all for artists making a living wage, but geez.